This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
I want to wish you all a merry, merry, merry Christmas out there, and welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered this year at all with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Today, we have Jimmy Simmons. It is a live recording from Father Fest. If you've been with me throughout the year, I've been playing different snippets and snappets, whatever you want to call it, from the Father Fest, and it's just been very powerful. So we're going to roll into a live recording of Jimmy Simmons from Father Matters Father Fest.
Let's see. Now, all of the speakers today I've never met. So you will hear, as I go through my message, boy, that sounds familiar. So that's why I was there laughing and saying, I think I know this is the message you wanted me to teach. Just a little, since we've eaten lunch and time for a little dessert, I'll give you three pieces of dessert before I get started. I call it some food for thought. If you don't go after what you want, you will never have it. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. And if you don't step forward, you will always be in the same place. I had a question, and how many guys here, how many men here are married? Just raise your hand. How many are single? How many are separated? Men, what you need to stop the blame game. Stop the pity party. Stop drowning yourself in alcohol, drugs, anger, self-denial, pornography, adultery, and the likes. We are men who God has designated as real men of His and the spiritual leaders of our home. I know you've tried and tried and haven't been successful, but how about trying Jesus? He is the true and only answer. Let me take you down a little memory road here. And this goes back maybe 30 years, 35 years to where I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. But it is the same thing prevalent today, whether you live in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Arizona. Almost all of you know, and this is going to be a quick message, and I know this has been a long day for all of you guys, but almost all you know someone who has gone to prison or gone through a drug rehab program. They've come out clean, straight, motivated to change their life. And if they had a family, they promised their spouse that things are going to be different this time. What happens? They come out and have the best intentions. He begins to look for work. May find it, may not. But remember the key. They come back to the same environment with the same friends. The friends are doing the same thing that they were doing before he went in. And so what has changed? Nothing. After a while, he starts to hang out with the old crew, doing the same thing that he did before he went in. Why would you expect our lives to change when we continue to do the same thing over and over again? We call that insanity. I'm not a big reader, but I started reading the book. I took a trip about a month and a half ago to Africa to visit my sister. And she had a book there, and so I bought this book for my little summer reading. And the book is called The New Jim Crow. Now, for those that are not familiar with that term, it is a reference of how blacks were treated years ago as second-class citizens in this country. Before the 1960s, blacks didn't even have the right to vote. Well, today, we have a whole new generation of white, black, Hispanic, Chicano, who have committed and been convicted of a felony. Through a series of laws and regulations and informal rules, felons are legally denied employment. You can't apply for any city, state, federal jobs. An employer can deny you on the spot. The company I used to work for, they do a background check. That felony comes up, you're out, no matter how good your skills are. You can be denied housing, public benefits, the right to vote, your right, your natural right to vote, and jury duty, and others. This is a pretty steep price to pay for having a felony on your record. Have I hit home with some of you guys? Is it you or someone you know? Just imagine if your son or daughter has a felony conviction. These limitations will stay with them the rest of their lives. They're 20 years old. Think about their future. The Bible says, raise your sons and daughters up in the way of the Lord. Isn't it time for you to change before it's too late? Some of our challenges of men, temptation. Well, Jesus was tempted. Look at Matthew 4. Satan brought him up. Remember, he was fasting in the desert. Told him, I'd turn this into bread. I know you're hungry. I'll make all this yours. And Jesus, knowing the scriptures and honoring the Father, resisted that temptation. Our challenges also deal with anger. We've heard that today. And anger leads to violence in the home, in the workplace, in the street. Alcohol and drugs, well, we use that as a crutch. And now that leads us, if we're doing it at home, and friends, this is the hardest thing for us to give up, friends. Our children, you just heard this, and this is, I won't say unbelievable, but this is God's message. Our children see our behavior, especially our girls. If we are abusive, verbally or physically, to our wife, then when they grow up, they will more likely select a mate that have a man that treats them the same way, and the daughter thinks it will be okay. Because that's how daddy treated mama. My son, the same hold true for my son. To think it's okay to treat his girlfriend or his wife like that because that's how daddy treated mama. It must be okay. Men, that is what we call the generation curse. Men, let me ask you a couple of questions. When was the last time you hugged your son or daughter? In the classes that I've taught, sometimes we get into even now in the Bible study. Have men say, I can't remember the last time my father hugged me. These are grown men. When was the last time you told your wife from the heart, not running out the door, honey, I love you? Regardless of how you may think she is, but truly, this is my soulmate. Honey, I love you, and mean it from the heart. Admitting that I'm wrong, this is the hardest thing for a man to do. When was the last time you admitted to your wife, your family, and your friends, I was wrong, I made a mistake? Just a note on our society. Our society is built, we call it a microwave society. We want it now and don't want to wait on anything. Quick little story. I think some of the guys in the Bible study might recognize this one. It's called God's wristwatch. I love wristwatches. So this kind of hit home. I'm going to give God a wristwatch, my friend joked, so he will realize when it's time to help me. The friend was known for complaining that God ran late a little too often. Don't we all feel like that at times? Because we want God to synchronize his watch with ours. We think we know the right moment that things should happen. Yet God calls us to trust him and his promises, even when we don't see much happening. When we trust him, we can willingly synchronize our timing with his. If you haven't had your prayers answered, that doesn't mean God said no. He's saying, just wait on me. Where do we go from here? It is our responsibility as men to be all that God expects us to be. We are to guard, guide, and govern our families. God protecting them, guiding them through this challenges of life. Govern as the spiritual leaders of our home, making the right decisions. Not my decisions. I've got a joint heir that lays next to me every night. Where am I? Am I seeking her input? God put her with me and me with her. Respecting our wives as significant or significant others and recognizing their uniqueness. Be the man that our wife and our children can be proud of. Be willing to leave the bad and negative influences of our life behind. Face the challenges of life without the crutches that is so easy to help us escape all of our problems. Overcoming the temptations and challenges of life through prayer and faith that our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will see us through. Finally, ask yourself, am I willing to change? Forget about your spouse or significant other changing. Are you willing to change? Remember, change begins with me. Man, I'm finished, and thank you. I hope you've gotten as much as I have received out of this conference. And thank you for coming, and we welcomed you to be our guests at the River of Life. God bless you.
If that didn't move you, you got to play this back. You're listening to the Father Matters Show. That was a live recording from the Father Matters Father Fest with guest speaker Jimmy Simmons. We'll be back after this. Hey, man. Father Matters is introducing a new kind of support group that focuses on the challenges of fatherhood. Thursday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is our time to discuss any issues or concerns we have about parenting children of all ages. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Each session will focus on a specific aspect of parenting, and the groups are structured in a way that lets everyone share. For more information about this father support group, visit fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Hey, mark your calendar for January 13th for our Mother to Mother workshop. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in and you've missed Jimmy's powerful, powerful talk, please go back and listen to this again, okay? You can catch the show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. You can go to fathermatters.org or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. So if you was listening to Jimmy's message and it's like you need to realize there is a second chance, you can get another opportunity to start all over again. We're at the end of the year, the end of 2015, about to roll right into 2016. Let's sit down and get a piece of paper out, get a pen out, and write yourself a list. I heard a mentor tell me one time the three most important words for a father, for a man, for a parent, the three most important words are write it down. Let's write down our goals. Let's write down our direction. Let's figure out what we're going to do for 2016. 2015 is gone. You know, you filed bankruptcy this year, you went through a divorce this year, you lost a job this year, you lost 2-3 jobs this year, your home got foreclosed on, your teenage kids are doing something that you never thought that your teenage kids would do. There's an illness in the family. You know, that's life. But we got to keep our heads up and we got to keep on moving. But at the same time, we could have also used this year and said, man, this was a waste. I didn't stick to any goals. I didn't do no health goals. I didn't stick to any of my commitments. It's time to say, hey, going into 2016, I'm not going to make up any more excuses. No more excuses about what my dad did or what my dad didn't do. No more excuses because when I was a young kid and my parents got a divorce, I ended up making all these decisions and choices and got myself no more excuses. 2016 is going to be the new year for you. Let's enroll in some classes. Let's do some overtime. Let's dust off our resume. Let's make a commitment of how we're going to treat people going into the new year. Let's make a commitment of some of the habits we want to break. Getting our health goals together, getting our finances together, getting our family together. Some of us, you know, we stopped going to church 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 months ago. Find a church. If the church you went to or the churches you visited this year wasn't for you, find something new. And look, especially for the men, get around positive people, okay? No more just buddy-buddy stuff anymore. We've got to get serious about life, and we've got to get ready to basically get it in a chokehold. We're not getting any younger. We need to commit ourselves to new friendships, better friendships. And some of you are listening while you're driving right now. Some of you are listening while you're doing something around the home or whatever. I just want you to know. I want you to just look deep into your heart and stop beating yourself up. The number one thing I want you to do to get ready for 2016 is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for what happened to you that wasn't your fault. Forgive yourself for some of the pain and problems you might have caused people around you. Forgive yourself for not being where you thought you would be in life by now. Just hit the reset button. And I want to ask you to just commit to change. We've got to change. But let's start forgiving ourselves. Let's forgive people around us. And I heard a guy say, if life knocks you down, because life, some of us, I get calls and emails all year long, said, I don't think that I'm going to make it out of this one. No, you will. And if life knocks you down, try to land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. 2016 is going to be the year for you to get up. 2016, single mom, is going to be the year for you to say, I'm going to get myself together. Single dad, anybody, you know, marriages, let's get our health. 2016 is going to be our year. So what I want to do, I want to wish all of you a Merry, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. If you can, I want you to tune in next week because we've got Tom Brown from 1360 KPXQ. Very powerful. And basically, he and I closed the Father Fest. And I wanted to save next week for last because how Tom and I close Father Fest is how I want to close the year with the radio show, the Father Matters Ministry, the whole year. I want to close it being very thankful, and I want to close it with the power of prayer. So if you can tune in next week, tune in next week. And if you can't, come back, listen to one of the archive shows. You can listen to it anytime, again, at fathermatters.org, soundcloud.com, or blogtalk.com. And I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, if, for those of you who can't tune in next week, I want to thank you for listening this year. I want to thank you for telling people about the Father Matters radio show. I just want to thank you for being a part of the Father Matters family. But I've got to let you know, we cannot do this without your support. So if it's in your heart, give to your church first, give to your local communities first. But if it's in your heart, and I'm talking to all of you around the country that's listening to the Father Matters show, if you can help support us, please do. Go to fathermatters.org, click on the donate the Father Matters icon. Anything and everything that you give to keep the show on the air is tax deductible. So what I want to do, hitting out this closing, heading into next week, I want to just thank you all and continue on listening, continue on emailing to us, okay? And my prayer for you is I want to just lift you up, and I ask God that he just quiet the storms in your spirit, quiet the storms in your mind, and just realize no more trying to do life on your own. Plug in the friends, plug in the churches, plug in the organizations, pick up the phone and call a friend. Pick up the phone and call someone. You could call Father Matters at 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298. Go to fathermatters.org for some of our and all of our upcoming events. Next year, we're getting ready for our 5th annual court and custody conference. So all of that's about to be put up on the website. And I want to just thank you. I don't want to continue on rambling, but I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Thank you for sticking it out with me all year long, Jeremy. So again, January 13th, ladies, our Mother to Mother workshop. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information about that. And at that point, I want to say, see you next week. At the same time, have a safe place. At the same place, have a great week. Thank you, and God bless.